Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Common sense. It's not so common anymore. That's why we need Scott Inez more than ever. It's time for Inez Says.
Welcome to the Inez Says Podcast. I am Scott Inez. I appreciate you being here today. You can find the podcast all over the place, including the WDBO app. You can find it right there in Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And join me on the radio each and every weekday morning on WDBO with Orlando's Morning News with Scott Inez, 5 to 9 a.m. on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580 in Orlando. And be sure to stream us outside of Orlando there in the WDBO app. Well, Florida Senator Rick Scott, who, by the way, is up for re-election in 2024 and who knows, may run for president soon, he is on a rampage right now. The senator recently took his message nationwide, and that message is that his Republican Party needs to stand up to what he has labeled President Biden's dangerous agenda. Scott has been in a fighting mood here recently. Remember, he launched that ill-fated challenge against longtime Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell late last year. Senator Scott is also now sending a message to his GOP colleagues, and that is to be bold and brave. The senator, in his TV ad campaign, saying that the GOP cannot keep doing the same old thing. By the way, the ads cost him about seven figures. In these TV ads, he is basically challenging the powers that be in the Republican Party to stand up for what they believe in Washington. I chat with Senator Rick Scott today on the Inez Says podcast about this new ad blitz and about the classified document debacle at the White House with President Joe Biden. Obviously, the White House is tap dancing. They're not saying a whole lot. So far, these documents have been found in a garage and in a room and in an office closet. What do you make, Senator, of the president's situation right now?
He's a hypocrite. I think he's a hypocrite. He's a hypocrite or clueless. Remember, this is the same guy that said he was going to be Mr. Transparency. So he ought to put the facts out. You know, one thing, if you're in politics, you've got to, you know, you're elected by individuals. You ought to give them good information. So, I mean, he ought to tell us exactly why they were there, what they were, how safe were they? And the media, they've got to stop making excuses for him. They were all giddy when they found out that there was classified documents out in Mar-a-Lago. I mean, DOJ went and raided the darn place. Why are they treating Biden differently? And so I just think we ought to be get the facts out, and then we'll know what goes on. There'll be accountability. No one's above the law. Everybody ought to be law to be applied the same to everybody.
You talked about the president being a hypocrite while the White House and the Democrats are accusing you Republicans. They're on Capitol Hill of being hypocritical. They say, well, you know, you guys kept quiet about Trump's documents, and now all of a sudden you're up in arms. How do you respond to your Democrat friends when they say that, Senator?
I think no one should have classified documents. I think everybody needs to comply with the law. And I've been clear. That's what I believed all along. I do believe that you ought to apply the law the same to everybody. So why did they go raid Mar-a-Lago, but they don't go raid Joe Biden's house? That doesn't make any sense to me. And Biden, you know, went out and attacked Trump over the documents. And then he has him at his own house. At least in my understanding, at least, is that Mar-a-Lago, they were under lock and key. I mean, they were just sitting in the garage. And there was no record of who had come in and out of that house. So, I mean, I just think there's a double standard by the media on how Biden's been treated on this. And I think everybody, if you don't violate the law, don't take classified documents. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think as far as I tell, when I see them, they're all marked. It shouldn't be that hard.
Yeah, it shouldn't be that hard. No question about it. All right, let's shift gears. I saw your TV spot the other day, Senator, and forgive me for paraphrasing here, but you're basically saying, hey, Republicans, we don't have any onions.
right? I mean, you are challenging the GOP to stand up, be firm, and fight. Is that the basic gist of your message to your party right now, Senator?
Absolutely. We campaign on fiscal responsibility. Then let's actually do fiscal responsibility. I mean, we need to be a brick wall to this massive, you know, deficits, massive spending that's causing 40-year high inflation, that's hurting this economy, that's making everything more expensive. We've got to stop this. $31.5 trillion of the debt. When are we going to say, you know what, that's maybe a little bit too much? So we got to start being a brick wall, quit caving in. And here's the way I look at it, Scott. We got a Republican Party out all across this country. We just don't have one in D.C. In D.C., you know, there's enough Republicans that cave into the Democrats every day. This debt ceiling is a big deal. By the way, we need to not default on our debt. We can. You know what? The Biden administration right now has the authority to pay the interest on the debt if we don't raise the debt ceiling. They have the authority to pay for Medicare, to pay for Social Security, to pay for the military. So they have this ability. I have a bill to make. If they say, oh, I'm not sure we have it, I have a bill that says, well, let's make it clear. But we have got to say enough's enough. Start balancing the budget. I did it. I walked in with a $4 billion budget deficit. We had a bad economy when I got elected back in 2010, but we fixed it. We started watching our money. Up there, oh, gosh, you want some money? I'll give you a little bit of money for your district there, your state. Help me pass this bad bill. No, I will not. I was against that stuff. Mm-hmm. It's somebody's money. It's yours. It's mine. It's everybody's.
Well, I wrote this
mad.
It makes a lot of us mad. There's no question about that. But I saw your ad yesterday, like I said, and I wrote this down. You say, we are on the road to woke socialism and Republicans are just a speed bump. We can't keep doing the same old thing. It's time for Republicans to be bold and speak the truth and stop caving in. Help us change our party. Now, these ads, as you well know, they're not cheap. They're with a reported price tag of seven figures. Do you think that the message that you're sending to your party, the GOP, is worth the money that you're sending? Do you think this message is being received by your colleagues, Senator?
My message is to the American public to demand that the people they elect do what they tell them they're going to do when they are running for office. I don't know if a Republican that goes out there and says, you know what, I'm just really interested in having more debt. I'm really interested in any of that 40-year high inflation. I don't care. I mean, no, they come out and Republicans all across the country say, we're going to stop this wasteful spending. Okay, let's go do it. We can do it. They need our vote. We control the House now, and it takes 60 votes to pass this stuff in the Senate. Okay, they need 9 Republicans in the Senate to pass these bad bills. Okay, we need to all say, you know, we're not going to do that anymore. You know, we are going to stand for the people that elected us. Mm-hmm. I mean, it infuriates me when I see people campaign one way and govern another way. And so this is somebody's money. It is not free. So wasteful money is not fair to anybody, rich or poor in this country.
Real quick, before we let you go, when we chatted with you last a few weeks ago, we talked about this IRS plan for Americans to report transactions on Venmo or PayPal over $600. But now I notice that the IRS has delayed that decision. Tell us about that, Senator.
Well, they delayed it. It's ridiculous. I mean, they're adding 87,000 new IRS agents. And by the way, they will go. The Biden will say, oh, it's for the rich. No, we had an amendment that said you cannot go after anybody with his 87,000 agents that make less than $400,000. And guess what? Every Democrat voted against that. This is the 87,000 agents is to go after you. And guess what? They want to know every transaction you do on Venmo and PayPal and Cash App for $600 or more. They want to know everything you're doing. I mean, think about this. What didn't it surprise you when they sent out those stimulus checks and they knew all of our bank accounts? Didn't it sort of surprise you that they had all this information about us?
Yeah.
This has got to stop. We got to start having privacy in this country. Mm. The IRS, I'm glad the IRS agent has delayed this. I've been trying to get this eliminated since it passed by the Democrats. Only Democrats voted for that to go after you. They said, oh, we're, you know, the Democrats are going to say, oh, we're for the poor. No, they're not. They want everybody's dime. They want every dime you got because they want to go waste it.
Much appreciation to Senator Rick Scott for coming on the Inez Says podcast today. That will do it for the podcast. Join me on the radio every single weekday morning for Orlando's Morning News 5 to 9 a.m. on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580. I'll see you next time.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.